Living in Hope. This devotional comes as a request from a dear woman in our Bible study. Yet a message on hope is one that we all wish to hear. As health and family and financial challenges assail each of us, we desperately hope in a future without difficulties. What does the word hope mean to you? It's defined as a feeling of expectation and desire that something good will happen. It's an inward confidence of an outward reality. But the word is also strongly connected to our relationship with God, as hope hinges on our trust in Him to work all things together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Thus, through our hope in God, we trust that delays or difficulties are part of His plan, and that a pleasing or better than expected outcome will result from these disappointments. Living in hope, Harvard researchers discovered, has a huge impact on one's health and helps us live longer. In their study of 13,000 people around 66 years of age, they found that the more hope people expressed throughout their lives, the better their physical health as they lived healthier lifestyles and developed stronger social networks. Arizona State University's executive director of their Hope Research Center states that whereas optimistic people see the glass as half full, hopeful people ask how they can fill the glass full. And Crystal Bryce, their research director, explains hopeful people are able to set goals, identify ways to reach their goals, and feel that they can do the work to achieve those goals. Liana Pearson from Thrive Global adds, hope helps people to move out of untenable situations to ensure that they stay alive long enough to figure out how to thrive. This makes perfect sense, as hopelessness refers to seeing no way out of an apparently impossible situation. But if one has hope, they see possibilities for change and improvement, possibilities for something much better to be introduced and activated into the situation. Although those in the world may see themselves as the catalyst that can activate that change, those of us who love God know His grace, mercy, and power, realize that it's He that's the agent that initiates this miraculous transformation. The Bible is filled with references to hope, and God is the center of each one, as He is the consistent, activating presence who pours Himself into the lives of His children, bringing light in their darkness and rivers in their deserts, as God declares, "For I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Don't you see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." Indeed, He makes all things new, both within us and within our circumstances. The Hebrew word for hope, tikvah, means expectation and is connected to the Hebrew word for cord or rope, meaning to be bound to or wait upon, as seen in the scarlet cord that Rahab was instructed to hang out of her window. It was a symbol of hope that her family would be redeemed and that the Israelite army would be successful in their capture of Jericho, for she believed that their God was the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below, and she trusted in Him to triumph. Hope is also often translated as trust, as we see in Psalm 25 when David declares, "O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust or hope in you, my God. No one who trusts or hopes in you will ever be disgraced." Old Testament believers who hoped in God were encouraged to wait expectantly for Him to move. As David writes, "I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry." The pilgrims walking to Jerusalem also sang, "I have put my hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows." There was confident expectation of change, as David declares, "Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living," and encourages others to wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous, he says. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. The New Testament writers also speak of this confident expectation of what is guaranteed to happen. This is the meaning of elpis, the Greek word for hope, as expressed in Matthew 12. Here Jesus explains that he's God's servant, mentioned in Isaiah's prophecy, the servant whom God has chosen, his beloved, who pleases him, and his name will be the hope of all the world. Although hope reduces feelings of helplessness and stress, for the believer it does so much more. King Solomon connects it to wisdom, which assures a bright future, saying our hopes will not be cut short. In fact, having hope, we are told, will give us courage because we trust that we will be protected and rest in safety. Moreover, it's with this hope that we trust God will provide us with the food we need, for the needy will not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor will not always be crushed. Why? Because the Lord knows the hopes of the helpless and hears their cries and comforts them. We can expectantly put our hope in the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. Even in hard times, we can look forward to the unfailing love of the Lord and hope in his redemption. As the psalmist repeatedly cries, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad?" I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Even doubts have no place when we hope in the Lord, as the psalmist writes, "When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." Our only hope is in God and not in our wealth or the wish for it, for such false treasure will only rust and fade. And we can place our hope in his flawless and faithful word, for it contains his hope, his promises. Our God is the hope throughout all generations, and so they declare his miracles. In fact, he is the hope of everyone on earth, for they have witnessed his faithful answer to their prayers with awesome deeds that he performs. Hope is vital for the weary, and many are encouraged by Isaiah's proclamation. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Too many times to count, I have held on to this verse and found my physical and emotional strength restored. My hope in the Lord has helped me rise above earth's problems and from a heavenly vantage point gain a fresh perspective to input his solutions. In fact, those who hope in the Lord and place their confidence in him are blessed, the prophet Jeremiah tells us. And he goes on to say that God's plans for us are for good and not disaster, giving us a future and a hope. Isaiah reassures us that God's mercy and justice are coming soon. His salvation is on the way, and his strong arm will bring justice to the nations. Thus we can hope in the Lord for his powerful arm. What encouragement and comfort at a time when there are so many things wrong in our world. The New Testament believer also has God as their source of hope, and it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can overflow with confident hope, because our hope for the Messiah is realized in Jesus Christ, and we can now place our hope in the resurrection which our Savior accomplished. Peter quoted David of the hope he had in the Lord, and Paul preached this to the high council, to the governor Felix, and to King Agrippa, declaring that he's on trial because of his hope in the fulfillment of God's promise made to our ancestors. Such abundant hope is given to us when we're saved. Besides the hope of eternal life, Paul also encourages the Romans that in the midst of their problems and trials, that their character is strengthened by their confident hope of salvation, a hope that will not disappoint, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. And so we can maintain this confident hope, keep on praying, keep on reading the scriptures, and keep on praising him and loving others. This confident, enduring, and wonderful hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls, leading us into God's inner sanctuary. Finally, we can help those without hope because they too can rest in His abundant hope. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.